When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Good morning, Metroplex. It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby here on your home of the Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, and we're about to be joined by Jerry Jones every Tuesday at this time, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Cowboys and Houston, Monday night on this radio station. I was telling you guys in the break, and I don't think a ton of Tolos and listeners will be happy with me saying this. And I know Jerry would say this is what I signed up for, but I do respect him just showing up for all these interviews while all this is happening. Like, this has to be a beating. And he's putting his jaw out there after the game, twice a week with us. That's gotta stink.
There's a you know, we say this in gambling, boy, when this game, you know, it's a bad loss, you got kicked right in the you know what.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been getting kicked there.
But he's showing up for it.
Uh-huh.
And he takes the questions, so that's got to be difficult. Yeah, I do respect that.
People pay good money for that.
Getting kicked?
Oh, yeah.
It's kinky like RJ.
No, they don't. It's a category.
Let's bring in Jerry Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Hey, guys. Good to be on with you. And I was listening to you there in your monologue real good. And you've got me really good and softened up, so let me have it. let me just respond, because I got to hear every bit of it as though it were a question. But, you know, the thing I want to be sure that everybody understands, there's two kinds of toughness. There's a toughness that you just take people kicking you or hitting you or doing whatever is offensive to you, and just sit there and take it. And somebody says, that's tough. Well, yes and no. Tough is also giving it out and coming back and hard. And that can be tough, too. Mm. And a lot of times the guys that are tougher giving it out don't take it as well. They're not good takers yet, and so that definition of stand up or tough has a lot of things going for us. I want everybody to hear me say this. It is no joy in Mudville to sit around and take take it because we're not doing well. That doesn't count. That does no good. We've got to do well, and I just want everybody to understand how I feel about this. We have to overtly do well. Now, how do you do that? Do you sit down and make a list and say, is there a way that anything on this list that I can change it today? Can I change it in the next hour? But you start going down your list of how you do it. But saying that you're going to do it and doing it are two different things. I have always felt that it was my duty not to just endure some bad turn of events, but also to be out there doing something and trying to do something about it, trying to figure out a way. And I honestly believe that's the difference. I think everybody has bad stuff in them. Everybody. And I mean real bad stuff. Mm-hmm. And I've had bad stuff in Dallas that's so much worse than anything we're going through right now. You can't even compare them. But that's not enough. We have got to drill down, look at it, and candidly, nobody's in any better shape to do something about it than I am. And I'll assure you that these rough times make me want to do something about it.
Well said. Jerry Jones opening up strong here on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry, can you remember, like, the and by the way, to all that, We know your tolerance for ambiguity is high. Would you say that your sensitivity is low? Like you have a very, very high or a lot of thick skin in order to deal with all the media stuff that you do deal with?
Believe it or not, I really, a long time ago, realized it's a real luxury to mouth off. It's a big luxury because you can knock some opportunity out of the way by having the pleasure of telling somebody to get you know what. But that's not putting the foot forward. That's not doing something about it. And so I've really been very judicious in most of my life getting the good feeling of telling somebody off. I've done it, and usually I've paid a price for it. And so that's where you may get this. Well, Jerry can take it. First of all, you guys know how I feel about you. I know how you're trying to do your job, doing your job. And we all are in the same arena here, which I'm blessed for that. But I had a sister that was very sick. I still have a sister. She's very sick. And I asked her, I said, honey, how do you handle this? I said, I feel so bad. I've been so blessed, and I can't even seem to hurt it no matter how much I abuse my health. And I said, there you go dealing with that. And she said, Jerry, I just quickly look for and find somebody a lot worse than me off. That's how you handle those things. And so that's a trick. That's a way to mentally move on, because we've got to do that. And so I don't want to make more out of it than it is, but I've had a lot of rough days in Dallas relative to, boy, I was with those Medal of Honor recipients this weekend, and I thought, Jerry, would you just completely erase from your mind feeling sorry or any of those kinds of thoughts? Get it out of here when you see those great men and what they've been through and what they did for this country. So there's you can find people that deserve that more than you. We're a respite for the real problems of people. That's what we do. That's what the Cowboys are, a respite for the real heroes out here, the guys that don't know how they're going to pay and they get up in the morning and go anyway, or they're creating jobs, or they're basically healing people or teaching people. So we've got to make the respite. If it's entertaining to watch us have struggling times, then that's what the game is. And still, all of that, I want to make sure everybody understands, I've got in a perspective that causes me maybe to do better in times like these than we do in the good times.
Jerry Jones joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Jerry, Mike McCarthy said yesterday that Cooper Rush will continue to start heading into this game against the Houston Texans. Why doesn't Trey Lance give you the best chance to win games moving forward?
Well, because Cooper has shown that he has the capability to compete and win in games. And he does give us our best chance. Frankly, that was really an out-of-character game for him based on what we've seen and we know about Cooper. I'm not so sure. He had quite a neck strain on that very first play, that first fumble, where he went down and he didn't get the recovery, but he had quite a neck strain. I'm not at all making excuses at all, but he was not the Cooper Rush that we know and how he can play. His footwork was discombobulated. A lot of things went wrong for us out there yesterday. Now you say, well, it went wrong last time he played Philadelphia. But bottom line is, and I'm not cutting him, I guess I am, saying that he can play better than that. He can play better than that.
Did you expect to see more Trey Lance in this game than we actually did?
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily at all. And, of course, you know, when you look back at hindsight, I've sat in 1,000 postmortem meetings with coaches the Monday morning after the Sunday game. And I can't tell you the number of times that coaches will say, boy, we should have given him some help earlier. We should have done this. We should have done that. Well, I said, my goodness, it goes over in coaching too, because I spend my life saying, boy, I should have done that a little more. I shouldn't have done that. And so the bottom line is that I don't know with Trey if he could have made up for some of what Cooper wasn't getting given us. I don't know that. But the bottom line is that our best bet, a guy that's got the qualities to run this offense, and our best bet is to stay consistent with this offense. Having said that, don't be surprised if Mike jumps in there with Lance and runs some packages that give our opponents something to think about.
Jerry, I heard you reference the third quarter disparity again after the game. And a lot of fans and us, we always go, oh, well, lack of adjustments are happening. Are halftime adjustments overrated?
No, not at all. Not at all. And I think that... It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's an area where you should say, boy, I wish we'd made this adjustment, or we should have made that adjustment. Of course, adjustments sometime, or obviously the coaches are aware of where we could be playing better as soon as they get in the dressing room after the second quarter's over. So they're not underrated at all. They're important. Adjustments are important. Just so many things that nuances that a degree of adjustment, not a serious adjustment, but a degree of adjustment. And, of course, obviously you should be able to look and see physically if your opponent is giving parts of your plan fits, then you need to make adjustments. You need to get some help over there. You need to adjust. But I'll be very candid with you. We have enough to think about getting better. That adjustments at halftime relative to the third quarter is just one of several things and not any more important than four or five others.
Jerry, you know, you guys had Ezekiel Elliott with the fumble in the red zone, turning the ball over is a big moment in the game. And I know you guys have talked a lot about what he brings to the table. Do you ever worry that who Zeke used to be as a player for you guys has caused you to overvalue who Zeke is today?
Well, I what counts is what he did last possession. And that's what's fresh on mine. That's up front in mine. And you've got to look at that. We're not living in the past. I think I'll answer your question this way. We're not living in the past with Zeke. We're doing present day with Zeke all the way. Now, we've had those backs. Certainly, you've had Rico, Zeke. But we've had our backs there, and what you would like to see is, as you go into the season, you want to see backs that, when you have quantity, you want to see a back come to the front. You want to see them distinguish themselves. And, of course, there are many things that a back does in addition to carrying the ball. And it can be receiving. It can certainly be protecting the quarterback. But Rico is really excelling. We're really proud of what he's doing. Last couple of games, he's had outstanding games. That was unfortunate. That's Zeke's territory down there. And, boy, they just hit that ball. He'll be the first to tell you, you can't do that. And that sounds trite, but you can't do that. And so you're seeing Rico playing. His arrow's up. He's doing some good things. And, unfortunately, we got that fumble with Zeke.
Jerry Jones joining us here at 105.3 The Fan. Did you have a problem with Micah Parsons' comments regarding Mike McCarthy after the game, saying, paraphrasing, Mike can leave when he does leave. He can go coach wherever he wants to. He's really playing for guys like Zach, who have put more work in than Mike McCarthy has. Did you have a problem with those comments?
I'm not a good evaluator here for you. You say, well, do you personally have a problem? Do you think, and I'm smiling a little bit if we can this morning, do you think I've ever had anything interpreted in a way that I probably said it that way that 99% of the people would interpret it, but it's a whoops, and I didn't mean it to sound that way. Well, you're talking to the wrong guy. I've had that happen a lot, as you well know. And so I know those kinds of things happen. I know that his deference, and I'm serious about this, this is a fact. It was not meant, no matter how it sounded, it was not meant as a critique of the coaches or the coach. It was meant as a concern for the veteran players, such as Zach Martin, that might not have that much more in their career left. And he is meant as a concern to them because they don't have the length of time to right the ship as much as a player like Mike or the younger players. That's how it was meant. There's no doubt in my mind it was meant that way. There's no game. Mike does not feel, and Micah does not feel a lack of appreciation for, of all people, our head coach, Mike. Micah does. I'm getting my Micahs and Micahs messed up. But that's just not the case. I can tell you for a fact that is not the case. And I visited extensively with everybody involved here. That is not the case. It was an expression of being more concerned about a teammate. Players in there, and it's really informing to know that they have sensitivity about guys that are at the end of their careers. And, of course, Zach Martin has been an influence on that team out there to a large degree. And he would, and a young player like Micah, Zach Martin would have statue of coaching caliber. So he was a concern for him. But believe you me, he does understand completely and is sensitive about the fact that the coaches are having to deal and wear what they're wearing.
Jerry Jones here on the Fan. We agree with your take. We thought it was overblown, but it did add to the quote-unquote noise. And I'm curious, and we know how you feel about it in terms of the coverage, Jerry, and you guys are all over, as always, because of this story and more. When is the last time that you said, man, there is actually too much noise? There's too much of a circus a little bit. Have you ever thought it? And what do you say to those who think there is too much, that the Cowboys are, you know, a marketing firm, it's entertainment, and then football?
Well, you can imagine that when the noise is substantiated, or the noise, I use that word, and I'm not accidentally using, but when we have our state that we have, then the fact that all of the noise has negative tense to it, the negative is what is happening. That's what we're doing. That's why it is happening. Now, the fact that that noise is there, I would say because we are as out front as we are as a team and an organization, then you're going to have a louder and more noise that's negative when you're not playing well. That's a given. And it drifts over into all areas of the look at what the Cowboys are, the look of what sports is, the look of what football is. And so without arm waving here this morning, nothing about this surprises me at all. And again, I can say it. I'm not saying it in any way. But this is small potatoes compared to what some of the things I've been through over the years with the Cowboys.
All right, Jerry, we had fun at the beginning. We talked, remember, about how strong your jaw is. So here comes the here comes the left hook from the fans this morning. The biggest topic they're asking about, of course, is the sunlight coming through the stadium. That was a big topic after the game. CeeDee Lamb believed he missed out on a touchdown on Sunday because, that, in fact, his exact quote afterwards was, "Yes, 1,000%," when asked if he'd be in favor of curtains being installed. What do you have to say to that?
Well, I would say that this falls in that category we were just talking about. There's a lot to talk about. I don't believe anybody living believes that what we need to work on, and that's what I meant being incredulous when somebody asked me about that. Of all of the things that we all need to improve, that is way down the list of improvement. All I can say is that stadium was built to feel like it's outdoors when you're indoors. And it was built to have sunlight coming in every way that you could put it out there as though it were open air, yet still being inside. It's the largest air-conditioned space in the world, the stadium. It has over 3 million cubic feet of air-conditioned space. My biggest thought when we were building it was, don't have it not look like it's outdoors. Make it look like it's outdoors. And so all of the things that are a part of that out there is a concept as though you were sitting out there with no roof, no doors, no anything, and you're playing in the elements. Every venue has certain things that at certain ways and times in the contest can create an advantage. That really goes under the category of home field advantage. And so usually, and that's the case with us, that if there's a field, or in the case it's your home field, which it is of the Dallas Cowboys, it should be an advantage to the home team. So I don't want to adjust it for one reason, is because it is an advantage to us. Over the years, we've played 52 games that have anything to do with the time of year when that sun could be there, obviously eliminating night games and games where the sun is not wouldn't be involved. But we've had 52 games. We've won the majority of them. But more important than anything, we know where in basketball, we know where the dead spots are on the floor. That's our advantage. That should be our advantage. We get to play there more, and we get to have it as advantage. It has been an advantage for us to know where the sun is. I don't want to change that.
Absolutely understand the aesthetic appeal of it. It does look like an outdoor stadium. But is this something that you think you have failed to capitalize on with a game plan? Do you need to game plan for this each and every week?
Well, we do. We basically do. We get big time reports where that sun is going to be during the course of a game. Kellen Moore knew about it. I'm sure he spent a lot of time, their coordinator who used to be here, I'm sure he spent a lot of time planning and thinking about where the sun was going to be. You should. And I've seen balls caught with the receiver looking back into the sun out there. I've seen balls dropped. I saw Jason Witten drop a ball. But I've sure seen a lot of opposing teams drop some balls, too. And so it's a part of it. One of the things that I'm emphasizing here is that we know that whether it's snow, rain, sleet, mud, we know that elements play a part of football. You play the game in the elements as long as it's safe for everybody concerned. And so you play it in the elements. This is our stadium's way of having elements. And we should play to that when it's appropriate. And we should win out because it is our home field. It's where an advantage. Our Texas stadium used to have the field went lower on the outside near the boundaries. And in the end zones, it had a drop-off. It was 18-inch difference from the crest of the field to the outside of the field. Well, we got to where our players and quarterbacks and receivers knew that 18-inch drop-off was there, so you threw the ball accordingly, ran the route accordingly. Missing teams, forget about it, weren't used to adjusting on it, and we made that an advantage. It's so common in sports to have an advantage with your field or have a element of your field that can be a disadvantage, but because you're familiar with it, you have an advantage. I don't want to change that.
Jerry, last one for you here. Has there been a determination made on Dak having surgery?
Tomorrow.
A decision tomorrow?
And he'll have it there in New York. We had a good visit last night, and he wants to do that there, and he's got great great medical doctors up there. It's a more common injury in hockey, and he's got doctors that are very familiar with how to repair that, and his prognosis is wonderful. It just means that we're not going to have him the rest of the year.
Jerry, thank you so much. We appreciate it, and go get him Monday night.
You bet, guys. Let's have a good week.
Jerry Bye-bye. Jones, brought to you by your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. Let's react to all of that. Final hour, Tolo Tuesday, next. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.